Hey y'all, welcome to episode 6 of Real Raw Woman. I am so excited to be doing this podcast this morning. I can't wait to share my story of how we are pregnant after all the health issues and the things that I have been going through. So if anything, I hope this can give some hope to women that have been trying to conceive or trying to have another baby, you know, give you some hope that, you know, sometimes things do work out. And sometimes you get the things, you know, that maybe you used to want and then you didn't want anymore. And then God's like, here you go. And you're like, wow, this is insane. This really was meant to be. Before I jump into all of that, I just wanted to say, I've not done an episode since April of this year. I let life kind of get in the way, but this was a passion project of mine that really was super important to me, but I have not been making it a priority, and that is changing. So I can't wait to get back here on a weekly basis, start sharing my life, my experiences, stories with my friends and my family and my followers. So let's just dive in, because this is truly a miracle, in my opinion, if you believe in them. If I didn't believe in them, I do now. And this baby is truly meant to be. So I'm going to take you back a little bit. Me and my husband have been married for almost 15 years now. I had my daughter Lily when I was 21. We got married. Well, I was 19 when we got married, but I had her. She's almost 13 years old. My son, Maddox, I had at the age of 23, and he just turned 11. So we are definitely going to have a huge age gap. That's a blessing. It's not necessarily a curse, but it is going to be different because Lily's going to graduate high school, and then this baby's going to start kindergarten. So I am truly, or should I say, we are truly starting over. That's really exciting though, too, because, you know, I'm going to have two big helpers. So I don't have a bunch of toddlers running around everywhere and have, you know, I'm going to have one kid in diapers and I can say, hey, will somebody watch the baby while mom and goes takes a cat nap, you know? So that's exciting. And it's so exciting to see my kids. They are pumped. And we have been trying to have a baby for probably the last 10 years off and on. Why do I say off and on? Because we are a military family. My husband has been in the Marine Corps for 19 years now. And, you know, we would have like 6 months before a deployment or training. And we'd be like, you know, let's just try to let things happen. Because, you know, it happened so easily when we were younger. We always just assumed, okay, we want to have another baby. It's going to happen. And, you know, for 10 years off and on, nothing really happened. You know, well, it didn't happen. And so, I don't know. Let's see. I think, let me go back like 6 years now. I have been really having some female issues. I had a huge scare with cervical cancer. I was one step away. So like high, like low risk to high risk, say 1 to 4. I was a 3. So because of that, I did have to have a LEAP procedure several years ago. They take a little piece off of your cervix where they're like, basically it was like precancerous cells. They had to take that off. That was like my first step of like, this is crazy. But I had been suffering from pain, like, you know, in your ovaries. And for years, I was going back and forth. People were sending me to a GI doctor. And then they'd be like, this sounds like a female issue. And I really never had a doctor take me seriously. They would do an ultrasound, internal and external, but they would come back normal. And I knew there was something going on inside my body. And it was driving me insane because I had people telling me, you're fine. And I knew I wasn't. So finally, after 6 years of getting no answers, last year, I found this wonderful gynecologist here in Pensacola, Dr. Brankin. Maybe if she ever listens to this, this is a little shout out to you. I loved her. She is a great person. She listened to me, and she went the extra mile. So last year, I went in, I was telling her my history, and she went ahead, we did an internal and external, and everything came back normal, okay, again. But I told her, listen, is there anything else we can do? I am suffering. There is something going on. So what we did, I hope I'm saying the procedure right, but I think it was called an SIS, and it was in the office. So basically what they do is they take a catheter, and they go up through your cervix into your uterus, and they release some saline, and then they do an ultrasound with the saline in there. During that procedure, we saw one polyp, one tiny polyp in my uterus. She goes, okay, this is probably what's causing your heavy bleeding and your pain and things like that. Let's go into surgery, take a look inside, let me see what's going on, and I can remove anything, you know, this polyp and anything else that's in there. So we scheduled it. I went in for that. I believe it was called a hysteroscopy. I hope I'm saying that right. But they went in there, and it ended up being the worst case of uterine polyps that she has ever had in her career. That is pretty daunting to think that I was just full of these polyps in there, and I knew, I knew there was something going on. So anyway, she removed those. I was also diagnosed with PCOS. So I know that's something I've been suffering with for years, but I never got a proper diagnosis because, hey, I am not harping on men OBGYNs. I'm not saying there's not some great ones out there. But I've always had male OBGYNs, and this was my first female OBGYN. She listened to me, she took the extra step, and we found out what in the hell was going on with me. So I'm so grateful for her. So after that, you know, like times in the past, we've just kind of let nature take its course. Nothing was happening. She said, you know, that would increase our risk of being pregnant. It's weird because I kind of had already grieved that we were not going to be parents again. We were already so blessed. But, you know, over the years, I really had struggled, I guess is the word. Yeah, I've really struggled with wanting more children and not being able to have children. And I don't know, it's a roller coaster. And if you guys are struggling with infertility or secondary infertility or PCOS, you feel me, you know, on that. I guess I felt bad for wanting more than what I already had when there were other women out there, you know, not even being able to have one child yet. So I felt guilty. But anyways, in this spring, I started having symptoms come back. Heavy bleeding, when I worked out, like I had to quit my gym because when I did any kind of like jumping and things, I would actually bleed. It just was not a good situation, and I was tired of suffering. So we decided in May that I just needed to have a hysterectomy. We were going to keep my ovaries just because I am 34 years old or years young, shall I say. And we decided that that was going to be the best course with my family history. My grandmother had uterine cancer. My aunt passed away this past year of ovarian cancer. And we just decided we're done having kids. We're done trying. It's never going to happen. Let's just go ahead and be rid of this issue on a monthly basis because it is hell when you have PCOS and these uterine polyps and having your period. I mean, literally, I am down for the count for like a week. It interrupted my life. So May 23rd was supposed to be my surgery. Well, like 3 days before, guys, I got a double ear infection. I cannot tell you the last time I ever even had an ear infection. It was so crazy. So I started antibiotics. And the crazy thing is they told me I could still have the surgery, but I felt like crap. I did not want to go have this major surgery, take all my organs out with double ear infection. There's just no way. So I canceled the night before my surgery. And I said, I'm going to have to reschedule. I just feel too bad. There's no way I'm going to come in and have the surgery. So I scheduled appointment for July the 2nd, because in the midst of this military life, it takes forever to get another appointment scheduled. Well, life was going on as usual, letting things happen as usual, because nothing ever happened, right? On vacation in Destin with my girlfriends and her kids and our kids. And I hadn't been feeling good. And I was like, this is crazy. My boobs hurt. Am I supposed to start my period? Check my app. I'm 6 days late, which for me with PCOS and stuff, it's pretty normal. I never have like a 28 cycle. It's like 28, 30, 35 days apart. So it really wasn't that big a deal. And I was like, you know what? You're going to Walmart. D, y'all pick me up a pregnancy test. And, you know, Ben's just laughing because, I mean, I always thought I was pregnant because I always, you know, in the past was wanting to be. And I finally had come to that point where, you know, like I said before, you know, I knew this. I was like, this is, you know, I'm going to take it just to take it, but it's not going to happen. Well, it happened. I was alone in the hotel room, took the pregnancy test, came down. I put it in this cooler with beer because I was supposed to bring beer back from the room to the pool. Ben goes to get one. He sees the pregnancy test. He's like, holy crap, you know, I need more. I think I need some more beers. But we were shocked, really. And really, I am excited, and it's starting to sink in that this is really happening as my body is changing and this stomach is growing, and I am starting to get super excited. You know, it's just one of those things, like, we knew we weren't going to have any more kids, it wasn't happening, and you make new plans, right? And then God kind of laughs at you, and he's like, nope, 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 this is what you're meant to do. This is what you're meant, you know, to be doing right now. So yeah, I can't believe it. I still cannot believe it. Found out 2 days. Well, yeah, 3 days. I found out on a Friday, June the 30th. And then I went in on that Monday to reschedule my hysterectomy. And they're like giving me all the paperwork. Here you go, Ms. Gendry, you've done this before. It's like, nope. Nope, I need a pregnancy test. And they could not believe it. My doctor was so shocked. And I'm still in shock. But that's kind of my story. I mean, I just, you know, we tried for so long. And we started making new plans. And then this is happening. This is happening to us. For us, it is a blessing. And we are just pumped to be so blessed. I mean, we're just so blessed, guys. And I hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit of our story. I hope I covered it. So guys, if you are out there struggling, you personally, maybe you're a husband listening to this, maybe your wife is struggling. I mean, there is always other options, but just don't give up. I mean, it took us off and on trying for 10 years, nothing happening. About to have a hysterectomy, like down to the wire, and it happened. So just don't give up hope, you know, but make other plans. You know, if you want to become a parent, there are so many options. There's adoption, there's surrogacy. I mean, there's so many kids in need. I even talked about fostering at one time, here later on down the road, because I have so much love to give. Ever since I was little, all I ever wanted was a husband and children and a simple, easy life. Because, you know, I didn't really have that. I wanted stability growing up. And I mean, we are in the Marine Corps, so there's not a lot of stability, but there is, because, you know, your family's with you. They go with you. They're with you through the good and the hard times. And I just, always wanted that, you know? And it's so crazy. I had had so many people happy for us, more than the naysayers. But why is it always that those little naysayers stick out in your head? I've had some people say, glad it's you and not me. Or, oh, can't be going out and drinking and having, you know, your wine and things like that. Oh my gosh, you're starting all over again. That's crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. It's just really crazy. But you know what? I'm glad it is me. I am. And this baby was meant to be. And I don't care about going out. That was never a top priority. I do not care about drinking per se. Do I miss having a glass of wine every now and then? Absolutely. But that is not my life. It does not revolve around alcohol and socialization with other people. I've always kind of just, I mean, it's family first, you know? And I am so excited to watch this baby grow up. I'm so excited to watch my kids be a big sister and a big brother, and they are so excited. And I get to do this again with my best friend. He was not there through my last birth, Maddox. He was deployed to Iraq. So he left when I was 4 months, and he came back when Maddox was 3 months, and we were so young. We have grown up so much together. It's going to be exciting to be able to go through this and watch him become a dad again. So I'm so excited, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening to me ramble about my story and this miracle pregnancy. And I'm going to be adding some new episodes on a weekly basis. So anyways, everyone, please have a great and safe weekend, and I will be doing something soon. All right, bye, guys.